she taught out there. Meanwhile, every summer she'd go to Southern University and moved it to Lakeland. It used to be over on the coast. They moved it to Lakeland, and she went to Lakeland and took an extension course, the summer course, until she got her degree and she got a bachelor. And she taught in Haines City and Lake Wales and Fort Lee, different places. She started when she was 17. Well, we graduated from high school when we were 17. Then you only had 8 months school. You could go ahead and work. So you got to work 4 months out of the mine and save your money. And,
4 months if y'all started school.
I went out the first 8 months all summer, and I had to help my dad because the kid was small. He didn't take my money. He just told me, you pay a certain bill every month. Well, I paid it to me. Because all I made was about 75 cents a day that till I was 16 years old, all I made, about $18 a month.
How old were you when you started working the phosphate mines?
I started working when I was 14.
Pretty young?
Yeah, but that was in the summer time. They didn't have a child labor law. We had several boys killed out there. I had two good friends, and both of them were killed. One of them working on the train. He put the flag and throwing the switches for the little old engines that run around full cars. And he slipped and fell, and his car ran over him and cut his leg off and killed him. He died. And another one, he and I, the first one that got killed, we were carrying water to a crew. My daddy had a crew of 20 men. And I'd carry water to them, keep them fresh water all the time. And I got 75 cents a day. The men got $1.50. And we were working in the phosphate mine, and it's a big pile of phosphate they pile up out there alongside the mine now. But then they put it in a bin, what they call a wet bin. Put it in there and had elevators run through the bottom of it and drag it over to a place they could dry it, touch it to dry. And they dumped those little engines, run up on top and dump the phosphate in there after it was washed and cleaned, and it'd go into this big barn-like thing. And then the elevators underneath it would drag it into the elevator, and the elevator would take it up and then put it into the roasters, the thing that dried it. And we had to go up there every now and then and clean out that bin that they put the stuff in, the wet bin. And we worked around there all afternoon. My man did, and his man, his daddy was working on it. It take 40 men to do what one machine will do now. And we were working around up there. He and I got sliding down that rock bar, loose. Slide right down it and have a lot of fun. Slide on the seat of your pants on the board. We frolic around. Of course, Daddy didn't know anything about that. That was in between carrying the water. So I heard my crew working right along there. They said, water boy, I had to leave. I went down there and got my man water. He didn't stay. And pretty soon his daddy came over and said, do you see Carlos around here? And I said, no, sir. I said, you and he were off up there when we called you a while ago. Where were you? And I said, we were up there in that rug bin. They went charging up there. That rock, he had slid down that steep bank like that. It was all right to slide when it was like that, because it wouldn't, if you got like that, it all dumped. And I don't know how many tons dumped in on top of it. It just kind of caved in like a ditch. And that rock was all over it. And of course, they dragged it out from underneath him. I mean, with the drags and the dragging, he never did get his foot caught down in there. And come quitting time, and they hadn't found him. My daddy wouldn't let me go home. Stay right here. I stayed there and watched him dig a while. And he went down there and sat around the blacksmith shop. And they found him. He was about 13, 14.